Even though we're in the year of Mark, the Gospel reading for Easter Sunday is taken from John's Gospel. And traditionally, we read the story of the discovery of the empty tomb as John tells it. So it is the story of Mary Magdalene coming to the tomb, finding it empty, running to Simon Peter and the beloved disciple, and both of those running to the tomb with the beloved disciple outrunning Peter. And then Peter looks in, sees that it's empty, and then the beloved disciple looks in and sees that it's empty, but comes to an insight of faith that neither Mary Magdalene nor Simon Peter came to. So it often strikes me about that Gospel reading is that there's a lot of running in it, and in some way that perhaps expresses the maybe the excitement of Easter Sunday, but also the to some extent the anxiety. You know, they ran not knowing why the tomb was empty.
There were two interpretations from them, weren't there?
Yes. Mary Magdalene had concluded initially that somebody had taken the body. So not only was she grieving because Jesus had died, but now her grief was compounded. The body was stolen. The focal point of her grief was gone. The beloved disciple recognized that the emptiness of the tomb was a sign, in fact, that Jesus had triumphed over death, and that new life had triumphed over death. And it's often the way in John's Gospel that this particular disciple comes across as having more insight, as it were, than the other disciples. So in many ways he is the hero of the Gospel. He is someone who has a special relationship with Jesus, and that special relationship gives him an insight that others lack. And that's what we see in the Gospel reading on Easter Sunday morning. He's never named in John's Gospel. We might refer to him occasionally as John, but in fact he's not given a name. And that may be deliberate, because the evangelist may see him as representing all of us. He is the beloved disciple because we're all beloved disciples, and we're all invited to identify with this disciple and to experience through him the love of Jesus, and also to aspire to his attachment to Jesus and the insight that comes from that attachment.
Mm-hmm. Now, the triumph of Easter is very important to us as Christians, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah. I mean, without, as Paul says, if Christ had not been raised from the dead, your faith is futile. Everything really hinges on God vindicating Jesus. Jesus, in fidelity to his mission, in fidelity to God, was crucified. But God, in fidelity to Jesus, vindicated him, and in so doing vindicated the life of Jesus, everything Jesus did, everything Jesus said, and gave an authority to all that Jesus said and did by raising him from the dead. And in restoring him to new life, God made it possible for Jesus to renew the disciples who at this stage had fallen away. And it was those renewed disciples who are the nucleus of the church.
Mm-hmm.
So without the resurrection, there would be no gospel, there would be no church, there would be no faith, no Christian faith. And Jesus would be simply a tragic hero of history, whereas we believe he is a living Lord.
And the darkness and the empty tomb, there's symbolism there for us, isn't there, at this time particularly?
Yes, this time particularly, I suppose the country has, as a nation, as a people, we've gone through dark times, and people have experienced a fair degree of loss as a community, as a nation, but also as individuals. Many people may have lost their jobs. They may have had to take early redundancy. Certain things perhaps they took for granted have been taken from them. So in various ways, we've had to come to terms with loss at various levels. And Easter is telling us that loss can be a moment of new life, that God can work powerfully in the experience of loss. And that's what Mary Magdalene went on to discover, that in the loss and the grief which the loss gave rise to, the Lord was present, and God was present, bringing new life out of that loss. And it was the beloved disciple who recognized that God had worked powerfully in this situation of extreme loss. They had lost the one they had been following. And perhaps the beloved disciple can be an inspiration to us. He calls on us to have the kind of vision he has, which is a hopeful vision, a vision which looks into the emptiness of a tomb and sees that God is at work here, and that God is always at work, bringing new life out of our losses, opening us up to new horizons, helping us to see what we maybe failed to see before the experience of loss hit us, and helping us then to move on in hope.